Welcome to Squawk 1200. I'm Fareed Gio, along with...
I'm Paul Pradecker. It's so nice to be back, Fareed. You doing well?
I am, and just a quick note, this is the first time that I've used Fareed Gio on the air. I've been Afterburner Al ever since we started this station back in 96.
I'm aware of that, and I hope I had something to do with maybe talking you into...
coming out of my shell?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure,
you need a little help with that, but boy, when we think about AirVenture, we think about the AirVenture experience, and it seems like it's happening now. All of a sudden, we're here. Things are happening. Mm-hmm. There's plenty to see, plenty to do.
I think that one of the things that I've been noticing on especially social media is that there is just, again, another kind of dam break of energy. So I think we're going to have another huge year of attendance just because people who maybe still weren't able to spin up last year and get out here, they're going to be here this year.
And it's the same with the entire transportation industry. There's some demand, and I don't know if you've traveled recently, but I have, and the aircraft are filling up, the airports are filling up, the general aviation instructing is on the increase, so it's a good time.
We took several family trips, and yes, you're right, it just about everything was full. Luckily, none of our experiences, and we took three different airlines, none of our experiences, we experienced any delays, despite even traveling during spring breaks, which was quite
remarkable.
A surprise.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got a little bit of housekeeping to get us started, so
yeah.
What's coming up for the hour?
Well, what's coming up for the hour is we apologize. Maxine Gareel, of the CEO of X-Wing, was supposed to join us, but he got COVID, unfortunately.
Okay.
We hope that he feels better.
Absolutely.
And we are going to be speaking with one of the other representatives, Earl Lawrence, who used to head the government advocacy section of EAA for a longest time, and he's with the FAA, and he just joined X-Wing this year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And so he's going to join us on Friday, and so he'll talk a little bit more about that. After that is Twyla Schneider from NASA talked to us about the Artemis program, and Tim LeBaron from NTSB Aviation Safety. We were going to have the chairwoman of the NTSB, but I believe there's probably had been a scheduling conflict.
Sure.
So Tim is actually going to join us in studio, and that'll be a nice little exciting talk. If you'd like to interact with us and EA Radio, there's several different ways. You can call or text us at 920-550-1210. We see your text right here in the studio. We're happy to interact with you that way. While we're talking, you can even see us on YouTube, and we'll keep an eye on your comments as well. You can tweet at EAA Radio, email us at info@eaaradio.net. There are so many ways to reach out, and tell your friends and relatives. EAAradio.net will give you all the different ways that you can interact with us, including listening and watching. So please, all week long, Paul and I are going to be here 12 o'clock all week long.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And this is probably about our fourth or fifth year hosting together.
And what's so fun about this is we get to interact and meet so many different representatives from so many different parts of the industry. It's a learning experience for me and probably for you too.
Yeah. So a little bit of our history together, back, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago, you were a regular guest here on EAA Radio.
I was a regular guest, and eventually sat on the other side of the microphone, and it's been fun.
And you and I worked together a little bit at a previous regional airline, and that's going to inform a little bit what we're talking about in a few minutes, but we're both veterans of the airline industry.
Indeed.
And obviously have some insights.
Well, we do, and like all pilots, we think we're right.
Yeah.
About everything we say.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have seen a real sea change in the way that airlines have approached training, especially as we emerge from this pandemic. And
you're absolutely
a huge
right.
Huge flip
and
in all the dynamics.
We used to come in here and discuss the different ways that people could have a career in aviation, and if their idea was to go to an airline, what some of the mechanisms for doing that would be. And now we're seeing the mainline carriers, and when I talk about mainline, I'm speaking primarily of the big three, which is United and Delta and American. They all have their programs, which look very much like ab initio programs, where they're offering young people a chance to get started. They're helping with financing, which has always been a barrier to entry. And the goal of these programs is to have young people who are interested in this have a path to succeed and to find their way into a career. it's one way. It's certainly not the only way. But one thing that we know for sure is that if you want to be involved in aviation, whether it's from a mechanic, a dispatcher, a pilot, a flight attendant, there's opportunities. It just seems like it's almost not able to keep up with the demand.
I remember having a discussion with a family friend at a wedding when I was in my early 20s and talking about, I think I was a CFI at the time, just minted maybe in the last prior 6 months, but trying to figure out how to build my time. And I remember him mentioning to me at that time, says, you know, the airlines would be, you know, if somehow they could, you know, finance you and then have some sort of, it's the poor choice of word, but some sort of indentured way that they could, you know, bring you in if they would pay for your training. You know, he was just thinking out loud at the time, but now we're here.
Well, and you were certainly part of the time when a typical path would be, well, maybe be a flight instructor, go to a regional. Your regional might be the path then to mainline. But as we said, now the mainlines are taking on, you know, that task and actually taking control of it. The other part of it, of course, is teaching from day one what being in an airline environment is like.
Yes.
You know, what to expect, how to work together as a crew, standardization, procedures. So it's almost like they're going to instill the culture from day one, which is a really important step.
And I found, you know, because I spent about 10 years in corporate flying and various different flight departments, and the standard of training was kind of up and down and all over the place. And I kind of had to get it all neatened up when I got to the airlines and kind of filled in some holes. I still feel it's probably the best training out there just because the volume that goes on, there's so much control and look at safety and examining it all the time to see where the weaknesses are. It's still the best. It doesn't mean that your training that you've had in other areas is not good, but because it is so uniform and it has to adhere to a standard because you have to fly every day and be safe with different people.
Well, and that's the key. I mean, standardization means everything to us. You literally have to walk up to an airplane and meet somebody who perhaps you've never met with before, and in 20 or 30 minutes get the airplane off the ground. And the only way you can do that is if everybody understands what the expectations are of their crew people. So
when you're getting to heading for the airlines, there is building time.
There is.
And there are several ways to build time. One's being a CFI, which is probably the most popular, but the one that happens the most.
Yeah. What I'd like to say about that is it is a common way to build time, but you have to think of it as, I'm not really building time, I'm building an experience, and sharing experiences and building experiences. And even though your goal might be, I want to move on at some point and do something else within aviation, my sincere hope for everybody is that while you're doing that job, do it well, do it professionally. And although we sometimes as humans, we tend to focus on, well, things will be better when really we should say, as long as I'm doing this job, I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability, because we have an obligation to, as flight instructors, to make good pilots, because our effect is multiplicative in that what we teach people is going to eventually be passed on by more people. So if somebody wants to be an instructor because they're trying to use it to build some time and experience, I think that's great. I just, you know, want people to stay professionally focused in the moment and do their job well.
Because we talked about how great airline training is. The problem is we still have people, if they don't have a good base.
That's right.
It's always going to be a struggle for them. And then you have someone on your team that you're really going to have to pick up and carry when you really need a partnership with them.
And you've made a very good point, because in a typical airline training syllabus, there is little to no time to go backwards and do the basics. You need to come with that in order to be successful and to manage your own success.
So if you want good partners, believe and be a good trainer when you were in that stage. Try to bring along as many people as possible, because without you going into the pilot shortage thing, we still need to build good pilots no matter how many pilots we're bringing along.
Absolutely. You're spot on. So go out there, be the best you can.
And thus endeth the lesson. When we come back, we'll speak with Twyla Schneider of NASA to talk about the Artemis mission. You're listening to EAA Radio.